Fred Pin Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti. Today I'm at TFM, especially I'm at Cocktail of Europa Distribution because I'm with Christine Eloy, General Manager. So welcome back, Christine.
Hello, hello, thank you.
Welcome back, because last time you were on Fred, you were talking with Angelo Cerbi, because you were at Mia Market with your panel. Everything you wanted to know about distribution, we were afraid to ask, if you remember.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and we were very happy because we had a lot of people at this panel, distributors, but also professionals from all the audiovisual sectors. So that was very interesting because, of course, our main topic for us is everything that regards distribution. But we try to cover all these topics with the broadest angle possible, so that the broadest angles possible. So that it remain interesting for everyone. So we were very, very, very happy with this panel.
But today we're together not only because we're at the EFM, European Film Market, where obviously you have to be because of what Europa Distribution does, but because we're celebrating the 10 years of your activity.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's already 10 years, so it's very nice for us. We are very happy of having already this long history, if I may say. So 10 years ago, a group of distributors, European distributors, of course, decided to create that European network. So it was really invented by distributors for distributors. And today we have around 140 members, so it's very nice. We have members in nearly all European countries, and we have also some members outside of Europe. So it's very nice.
I was wondering, when I was like reading and about Europa Distribution, I was wondering what was the main goal back then, and has it changed or developed in some ways that you weren't thinking? How is it changing?
It's changing and not changing. Actually, the idea when they created the network was to create a place where distributors could talk to each other. So distributors from different countries with different realities, but also a lot in common, and so that they could share experience and questioning together. So that's why we have regularly these workshops to speak about topics regarding distribution. But that's where the changes are. It's, of course, in the last 10 years, we had a digital rollout. The online world has just, you know, it's a change. I remember like 15 years ago, we would send our contract per mail, not email, the mail. We would look at screenings on VHS, and piracy was like VHS on the market, but not, you know, the online market, the physical markets. And so you can see everything has changed. And that's also something we, of course, are following a lot with the association, is to look from all these changes and discuss this with our members, so that the independent distribution sector can still be fit and do the job. Because of, you know, if distributors are really the one that are curating and promoting the works, and of course even for our members a lot of European works, and if you are just fine, you need to have the good tools to do that. And I guess that in a way the best expert are the distributors. So it's really good to see how the one will react to a certain situation, so the other one can get inspired, but also inspire another one after that. So it's like a rolling stone, and we plan to continue in that direction.
What do you want to achieve that you haven't achieved yet? I remember that you were talking to Angela, and you said something about the fact that you wish that each European citizen should have access to every platform, no? And should be able to watch all the European films. So is that the main purpose of...
Hello. I think that on that, what is really important for us is that in each European country, you have a real market, alive and kicking. So I of course think that it's important that citizens have access to the works, but I think also that it's very, very important that it is created in a way that, you know, that you may have a local market, and it's very important. And of course, in distribution, we know that pretty well, because if you want to have a film existing on a certain country, you better know what are the taste of the people, you know, the kind of habits. If you're Italian, you can see that the poster you have in Italy have nothing to do with the one that you have in France or in the UK. It's normal. I worked for a long time in for Benelux distributor. We would also share as much as possible our promotion material, etc. But sometimes you have to adapt. It's really different. The tastes are different. So I think that my wish on that is like the distribution sector and the audiovisual sector actually would be strong everywhere. And on that, there is a lot of, to do. But the result of that will be for the European citizen to have access to films that he will know about also, because there is no need to put everything everywhere, because if you don't know about a film, you won't go. And there is too much. Putting a film on a shelf won't help the film to be seen. So you need to have that promotion, and that's what we do, the promotion, the curation. So that's certainly something I would like to help as much as the association can help on this. And then the other thing also that I think it's really important is I realize that for there are some myths going around about jobs in the audiovisual sector, and for sure there are a lot of myths going around distribution, and that's something we are working on too, is really have this try to explain what it is, the reality of a distributor today, of course, an independent distributor. That was also why we had this team in the room for the panel. So it's like, okay, reality is changing. So we need to adapt, but everyone needs to understand it is changing. And that's, of course, the audiovisual industry. But I guess even, you know, the citizens, that can be interesting to know a bit what all the film are coming to them. And then, of course, all the institutions, national or European in our case. I think that many, many people still have a very vague idea on what is the distribution today and the independent distributor's job.
So, as you said, you have to love cinema, be an entrepreneur, and also you have to know your audience. But as Jakub Duszynski once said, you also have to test it some way and see if they're ready for another content that maybe a distributor could be a bit skeptical about.
No, absolutely. And actually, I think that you can say that in a way our members are like cinephile entrepreneurs. So you need to know cinema, and whatever is the cinema, it can be art house, it can be more commercial cinema, but you need to know it and, you know, to feel it also. Yeah? And for sure, to love it, to do that job. And if you're not an entrepreneur, then, you know, you just can't make it. So you will probably close after, not much. So you need to have those both thing. And then when you see how it works, and the nice thing with Europa Distribution and its members is that we have a very close relationship, because we have all these workshops and panels. So we meet and exchange a lot with our members, and then you can feel all the energy all these distributors all around Europe and a bit beyond, the ideas they are developing, testing, you know, new ideas to reach the public, because of course that's the main thing they want to do, is that they make a film exist in a country. So they try to find ways to do that. And unfortunately, of course, sometimes it doesn't work, but that you never know, because it's difficult to reach an audience. And and sometimes you are really disappointed because you believe so much in something and you do whatever you can to have it exist, and then it doesn't work. So
it's also good to have a network of other distributors that support you in a way, even emotionally, through this path. You know, it helps in this way, because it's a mission anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's also very funny to see that they meet each other, so you can see them by group talking to each other, because now that they of course meet really regularly, it's again, that's a Rolling Stone, so we organize like the cocktail today, dinners in the workshops and the panels, so that of course that's a good way for them to meet. But then they also meet without us doing anything, and that's really nice, because you can see them by group, and you can see how, of course, they have the same kind of lineup, so they're talking, exchanging with each other. So on that, our purpose is really it's met.
It's a big family of 140.
and if you take everyone in the distribution companies, it is a lot more, of course, because we really try to also to target everyone in the companies when we organize a workshop, so that it's not targeted only to the CEOs, for example, but also to the marketing people, the sales people, the servicing people, legal. You know, we really cover all the distribution jobs. And so it's very nice because, for example, today we have whole teams of the companies coming. So it's really, really nice.
Well, what will be the next workshop you're organizing? Where will Europa Distribution be in the future?
We will be in Sofia for the Sofia meetings in March, where we'll have a workshop. I don't have a title, but it will be, I hope, something funny. But the idea is to work on marketing, that's for sure. But or we can share more information and even campaigns between each other. It's already, of course, happening, especially in the Benelux countries, but also between other countries. But we want to have a more like a think tank around this to see what could be developed. Also, because we have a partnership with Zinando, and so we have also information on that database. So to see what can be done to enhance more that exchange and of material and maybe marketing campaign between distributors, knowing, of course, as we said a bit earlier, that then, of course, you have your own audience in your country. I'm Belgian, so we have even more than one, of course, and you have to target this one. So there is always a moment where you have to do your local job. But still, I think discussion is always a good thing. So that will be the next one in March. And then at the end of April, we will be at Vision du Réel in Lyon, where we will target documentaries.
So, Christine, happy birthday to Europa Distribution.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And let's meet again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
We've been talking to Christine Eloy, General Manager of Europa Distribution, and this is Chiara Nicoletti from Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.